Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
Lewis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
I'm Sarah Fenske. Missouri's only senior center devoted to immigrants and refugees resumed its popular senior groups last month. St. Louis-based Bilingual International runs the Mackland International Senior Center. This past weekend, producer Kayla Drake went to their picnic in Tower Grove Park, the first since the pandemic started. She wanted to ask seniors about their time apart and observe as they reunited after years in isolation.
Ladies and gentlemen, over here! Everybody look over here! Look at the man waving the microphone. I just broke the microphone, so I'm going to have to speak loudly. I want to thank you all for coming to our annual Mackland International Senior Center picnic. It's the first one we've had in 3 years.
I have to pause for interpretation.
There it is.
That's Jason Baker, the executive director of Bilingual International. Since the coronavirus pandemic put the annual picnic on hold for 3 years, this year is a feast. Burger patties are sizzling, music is pumping, and volunteers are dishing out pans brimming with noodles, rice, pita bread, hummus, and chicken shawarma.
Chicken? Okay, rice? No. Potato? Hi. Potato?
Groups of older adults from Albania, China, Vietnam, and several African countries fill up plates and mingle for lunch. Before the pandemic, around 250 seniors met in ethnic groups every week at the Mackland Senior Center.
The idea of them being able to have a space that's theirs, that they can more or less take over for one day a week, every week, has been huge. They kind of self-direct the programming and celebrate communal birthdays and holidays at the senior center. We've got people that skip vacations with their family because that interferes with their senior center day. So they really take ownership of it and seem to enjoy it quite a bit.
Most seniors at the center do not speak much English, so Bilingual International helps tutor them for citizenship tests, translates important letters, communicates with doctors, and provides space for them to meet in groups every week.
The idea of the old ethnic neighborhood where all the seniors hang out of the windows and talk to each other, that doesn't really exist in St. Louis. So, you know, you have people scattered all over the city and county. And this is a place where they can come together as a peer group, speak their native language, enjoy cuisine that's culturally acceptable and appropriate, and they have a good time with it.
Meals are a big deal at the center. Baker said food is one of the few pieces of identity seniors retain in America that reminds them of home. The center's cook prepares fresh meals for every group based on their spice palette, which leads to bragging rights for Baker.
We have the best senior center food in the city. That's hands down, no question.
But when the pandemic hit, all of that came to a screeching halt. Immigrant seniors were especially vulnerable to isolation. Phuhat Biet is 78 years old and left China in 2011. He's been part of the Mandarin Senior Group for nearly a decade.
And
he feels like it's almost like a second home for him because he feels like seniors, like immigrant seniors, he actually has someone to rely on rather than be isolated.
Helping translate is Ying Zhang. She's the Chinese group leader. Early on, Jason Baker said there was no safe way to congregate seniors with pre-existing conditions.
So we didn't. And we didn't for, you know, over 2 years. And it was tough. It was really tough. There was a lot of remote work, check-ins, call-ins, trying to get people vaccinated, dropping off supplies at people's doorsteps.
By the spring, Baker said they were antsy to get back together.
We got phone calls and emails. The Albanian group even started sending us pictures of them congregating, like, outside of the seniors, like in restaurants. And they all have their masks on and they take a picture and send it, like, look, we're doing it already. So, yeah, there was a little bit of They're a little bit of a push there. We were the ones holding back, saying, well, it's not safe yet. We can't do it yet.
Last month, about 120 seniors rejoined their beloved weekly groups. Others haven't due to health risks or because they do not want to get the coronavirus vaccine, which is required to rejoin a group. Nhat Nguyen immigrated from Vietnam to St. Louis 29 years ago. She recently joined a senior group because she felt lonely during the pandemic.
Bạn bè vui vẻ ở hội người ta giúp đỡ mình. Ngoài cái giúp đỡ thì mình còn gặp bạn bè trò chuyện.
During the week, all her children and niece and nephew went to work, so it feel lonely at home. So when she have activity with the senior group, she more active, she more have friends to talk to and to chat to, and that's why she keep going back. And then also the bilingual always there for her.
Helping translate is Anna Nguyen, a caseworker and group leader with Bilingual International. Every senior group has a leader slash caseworker who speaks their native language. 73-year-old Ephraim Ntijie immigrated to the U.S. from Africa in 2009, but he has been a refugee since 1972. In Swahili, he explains he's missed his country for many years. He's from Burundi, a country in East Africa. He immigrated to Rwanda and then Tanzania before coming to the U.S. Group leader Onesifor Buruma translates why Ephraim likes his senior group.
I got new friends that I didn't know before, and it's a great thing. Even those I'm meeting today who are not Africans, like you, are asking me questions too.
So I ended up leaving the picnic with a new friend too.
That's St. Louis on the Air producer Kayla Drake reporting on Bilingual International Senior Center groups at its Macklin International Senior Center. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.